Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen, and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. We are back. It's been a week and a day, and we are back. I miss doing this show. So welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm doing great out here, and it's pretty nice out here. You know, it's getting to be summertime now, so.
Okay, all righty. Our guest today is Mark Stevens. He is a keyboardist in Boney James Band, and we also have a band co-host, Carol B., who is a huge fan of Boney James. So Let me properly introduce them and bring them on the show. In January, we started a series of interviews with the side men and women of smooth jazz called Behind the Artist. Today and tomorrow, we are talking with two members of Boney James Band. Today, it is keyboardist Mark Stevens. He's a jazz musician, a producer, writer, and composer. His debut record, The Dream of the Peaceful Warrior, is scheduled to be released this summer. And we also want to welcome back to the show as a fan co-host, Miss Boney Fan Carol. Mark Stevens, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks so much for having me.
We're happy to have you on. And Carol, welcome back as a co-host as well.
Thanks, Terry. I'm glad to be here to talk to Mark.
Yeah. So let me give out the phone number. It is 646-716-5485. If you have any questions for Mark, you can also join us in the chat room by going to talkingsmoothjazz.com, clicking on the TSJ radio show page, and then the play chat button underneath the show. And before we get started, I want to welcome Andrew Harris, Anisha, Antoine Smith, and I apologize if I mispronounce your name, but it's Josh, J-O-C-H-E-N. He is from Germany. He's listening from Germany. So welcome to the chat room, everyone. All right, Mr. Stevens, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. Well, now, before we get started with you, I just wanted to mention, for those of you that did not know, last Saturday, May 15th, Boney James was in a car accident. And he received some minor injuries. He has some stitches to his face, and he has a fractured jaw. But he is doing well. He's home. He's healing, and he's doing very well. So we just want to, let Boney know that we are thinking of him. And we definitely want to thank the person that pulled him out of his car, because from what I understand, he was rear-ended by a drunk driver that was driving like 70 miles an hour, and his car caught on fire. So thank goodness for the people or the person that pulled Boney out of his car. So thankful to that, because I was telling Carol this will be a tribute show. So we are thankful that Boney is alive and well and he's healing and he will be back on the road pretty soon.
Absolutely.
All righty. Okay, Mr. Stevens, let's talk smooth jazz with you.
Okay.
First of all, I would like to know how you came to work with Boney James.
Well, I've known Boney for quite a few years now, and we were even gigging around L.A., and I think it was the early 90s, and he asked me to play in his band some, and I think I saw him on the road in Japan. I believe it was with Randy Crawford, maybe. And he said, yeah, I'm doing my own thing. You know, I want you to come play in my band. I said, okay. So I started our collaboration so many years ago.
Oh, okay.
Now, Mark, you work with a lot of people in the business, George Howard, Stanley Clark, Marcus Miller, Herbie Mann, and back in the day you started a group called Jasper. Can you tell us about that?
The Jasper group, I didn't start it, but I've been in that band. It's like a local band in from the Riverside area, and we still play every other Wednesday out at a club called Romano's in Redlands, and it's just a lot of fun, a good place to shed and bring new tunes in, and we bring guest artists in every time we play, different people to play sax or guitar or what have you. So yeah, it's a great band. It's very fun.
Cool. And I've heard that some main artists that play with you guys were like Gerald Albright, Norman Brown, James Raymond, those guys like that play with you guys frequently, or?
Oh, yeah, so many over the years. I remember Everett Harp, Norman Brown starting there, Gerald. We did lots of gigs with Gerald over the years, and I know I'm forgetting a lot of guys, but we did so much stuff. We used to play like four nights a week. Back in the day, it was crazy, and met a lot of great musicians during that time and really helped me get started in the L.A. area.
Wow.
Mm. Now, we saw you at the Newport Beach Jazz Fest, and Mark also played with the Gentlemen of the Night on Friday night.
Yeah.
So I was surprised to see you there. I wasn't expecting to see you play with them.
Yeah, I try to get around once in a while.
you get around a lot.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
That's a fun show. Those guys are great.
Yes, definitely. Now, when did you start learning keyboard?
I started taking lessons when I was about 7 years old, and, you know, it took for about 10 years playing all different styles, classical and whatnot. But I also, from the time of 10, a very important learning experience was playing in a gospel church. Every Sunday, a few times a week, really, and learning to play by ear along with, you know, learning to read at the same time. So it was a really great experience.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Okay,
hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Now that you played with so many people and the ones that Mike named, you also had Diana Ross on there and Josh Groban and Chaka Khan. So now that you're getting ready to release your own CD, and it seems like the people that you play with kind of run the whole gamut over all of the genres, do you have a specific genre that you would classify your CD in?
How would I classify my CD?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a tough one. You know, it brings to mind what Duke Ellington always said was, that, you know, my stuff is beyond category. Not that I'm comparing myself to Duke Ellington, but I like that attitude. It's like, you know, the categories and stuff, they can kind of limit the music sometimes. And it's a broad spectrum on my project, you know, some stuff featuring. I've got Chaka on one track, Take Six, Marcus Miller, and Michael Brecker. So, you know, there's some vocal things and there's some jazz things.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of runs the gamut of the contemporary jazz music scene in a way.
Oh, okay.
And you sent me a single that you just finished up with Quinn. So tell us about that.
This is a song, Imagine, by John Lennon that I arranged with a gospel twist sort of on it. And I worked with Boney James on getting Quinn to come and sing the vocal. And I don't know if everyone knows, but Quinn was nominated for a Grammy on Boney's last record. He's got a terrific voice, and he sings with a group called Blackstreet now.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought him out and recorded the track. I'm really thrilled with it. He did a great job, and it just really helped complete the project for me. So we still haven't mixed it yet, so what you have is not quite mixed, but it's getting close.
Well, it sounds good. So let's go ahead and play that. This is Imagine.
Oh, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion to. Hey, imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say, someday you will join us, and the world will be as one, big as one, all will live as one. Oh. You must know. Perception. I wonder if you care. Oh, no need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of
I love that. Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mark, thanks. I posted in the chat room, what else do you need to do to this song? It sounds great to me.
You know, I heard some things I got to fix on there. I'm glad you played it. I'm just kidding. I don't know. it's close. It's just we just got to, you know, mix it and master it, and it's basically done.
So what goes into the what goes into mastering it?
It's mastering is like the final EQ of a of a piece of music. So you mix it, do the best you can. You go to a mastering engineer, and they put the final little cream on top, and it's and that's the diamond. Then you hope.
Okay.
Hey, well, that sounds good. And Quinn has a beautiful voice, and Stephanie, we would love to have him on the show. So if you can put us in contact with someone to schedule him, I definitely would like to talk to him.
Okay, I'll have my people call your people. We'll set it up.
Great. I have a question for you from the chat room. Antoine
okay.
Smith wants to know, oops, I just lost it. Go back up. He wants to know, do you feel after working with others that you might not be able to break away from their styles? In other words, do you feel that you have your own style?
I do feel like I have my own style when it comes to improvisation, and that's what that's what a jazz player hopes for. I feel like I'm on my way to that. You don't take too much from the other artists, just like I don't listen to any one person too much to emulate, but you kind of listen to everybody and hope that your own voice finds its way through there, you know?
Now, your CD is called Dream of the Peaceful Warrior. What was your vision for this CD?
Well, it's essentially a jazz project. It has a theme, the theme of peace that runs through it. I approached it in the Quincy Jones sort of tradition of tailor-making certain songs for individual artists. So through the years, I was fortunate to work with Take Six and these different artists and sort of modeled songs for them after working with them. And it was my hope and it was my joy and pleasure to have them work on it, you know.
I have one more question for you from the chat room from Lori G. She wants to know if anyone has told you that you look like Jimmy Smith in your photo.
No, but I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, you do. It does. It looks just like Jimmy Smith.
that's the first time I've ever been told that. That's the first.
Wow. Hey, Mark, on your with your song title, what inspires you with your song title?
Well, in my life, especially with this project, it's been, you know, I put a study into the works and the words of Martin Luther King, of Gandhi, and Nelson Mandela, and studied their lives and read everything I could about them. And it's just, you know, it was so inspiring to me that a lot of these songs, most of them, came about from that inspiration, their words and speeches and just their lives and wanting to say something that was worthwhile, and these guys said it much better than me, so it's just sort of a musical interpretation of it in a way.
Okay.
That makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it does. It makes a lot of sense. I hear you. Okay. So how was it working with Josh and Chaka and Diana?
Well, everybody's different. You know, I love working with Josh. He's a great artist. He's a great guy. He's a very humble guy and so talented. And the music on that gig was different for me. A lot of sort of classical influences, and I really had to call upon my reading chops to get back with that kind of stuff. But I just love that stuff. The orchestration on it, and they work with so many great arrangers and orchestrators, from David Foster and Jeremy Lubbock to I can't even name them all. But it's really great to be around that quality of music, and it's a great gig. I've enjoyed it very much, and we had a few things coming up and hope to be working again with them soon.
And there is a video on YouTube with Mark playing with Josh Groban. So if you go on YouTube and just search for Mark Stevens, that video will come up, and you'll see them performing together.
Yeah, that was a great video. Is that the one where Herbie Hancock was on there too? Is that one?
It's the same concert. Yeah, it's a sound stage. There's a sound stage performance that Herbie came and did a guest artist thing. He played on a song called Machine. And yeah, it's great to meet him and hang out with him and stuff. It's one of my idols. So that was a terrific experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, I just want to ask you real fast, too. You know, you've been in the business for so long, what made the time right now to release your debut CD? You know, was it the right timing, or, you know, what was it about the right life this year to work on your own stuff?
Well, I feel the time is right. I've been working on it for, honestly, probably 10 years. And between working with different, going on the road with different people and funding the project myself and trying to get the schedules of these great guest artists, and it was quite an undertaking that I didn't realize by myself would be quite so severe, but in length. But I'm happy to be finally, you know, approaching the finish line, and be happy to get the project out there. And it's been a lot of fun to work on it and have so many great guest artists to work on it with me.
Well, let's listen to another song from that. I want to play Peace of Mind. Tell me about this one.
Peace of Mind is one that I wrote with Vony. We just did it right there in his studio. It's pretty simple. Paul Jackson Jr. plays some great guitar work on it. And I believe I did a key bass. It's the only song that has a key bass and any drum programming on it. And it's the most maybe smooth jazz accessible song that there is on there.
Okay.
So.
All right. This is Peace of Mind coming from Mark Stevens' upcoming CD, Dream of the Peaceful Warrior. right. Very nice. That's a piece of mind. You're
so kind.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I love that one.
I have a phone call. Area code 954. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
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 Yes.
Hi,
I can hear you.
Name?
I'm not hearing it clear. Could you please speak up?
This is Terry. We're talking Smooth Jazz. How are you?
I'm fine. Can I ask you a few questions, please?
Sure. Go right ahead.
If you don't mind cutting down the volume in the back, right fast.
Hello.
Yes. You mind cutting down the volume? We can still hear the music in the background.
Turn the volume down on your computer.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Go ahead with your question.
Am I speaking to two persons at once?
Yes.
You're speaking
to the host.
Yes. Can I just ask a question off air? Would you mind?
Okay. Sure. We'll have to. I can't talk to you off air right now. I can take down your phone number and call you back if you like.
So you cannot speak to me off air?
No, because we will be on this website. I can't talk off air. We will be live.
Okay, then I
understand. So I can give you a call back. I can give you a call back.
Okay, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Mark?
Yes, I'm here. Scared him away.
Come back.
That was interesting. Okay.
Yeah. First, let me welcome Syndicated 87, who is listening in Jamaica, to the chat room. Thank you for listening and welcome to the show. Mark, you mentioned Nelson Mandela. I wanted to talk to you about meeting Nelson. What was that experience like?
Man, that was so incredible. I was in South Africa for his 80th birthday party with Chaka Khan at that time, and I believe we had done one gig already. The next morning, I think I was in the gym trying to get a workout, and called a buddy of mine, and he's like, "Hey, we're going over to Mr. Mandela's house. Be in the lobby in 15 minutes." So I rushed in there, and we went over, went through all the security, and Stevie Wonder was there. Some different people and talked with Stevie a little bit. It was just such a great experience. It was really private, right there in his home. We had tea, and we just listened to him talk. He talked about world events and things, and he was so inspiring. I had been reading his biography, and yeah, it was just incredible. You know, he's got a real presence, and what he went through is just, it boggles the mind. Such an inspiration.
Wow. Okay.
Hey,
now
Mark.
I have some questions.
Go ahead, Terry.
I have some questions from the chat room. Antoine Smith wants to know what encouraged you to get out there and make music your career?
Well, it was really, with me, I've always known it for some reason. I know I started young, and from early on I knew that there was something special going on with it. And it's just all I ever wanted to do. I've been lucky that's all I've ever done, and I'm very just fortunate, you know. And it's I had no choice really. It was just I couldn't do anything else for one thing. And it was it's just when you really have to be an artist, that's when you say okay, well then go ahead if you have to. So that's the way it was with me.
Yeah. Mark,
okay,
when you
ahead,
make
Kathy.
Your when you make your music, do you have just like a tune in mind, and then when you get other people in the studio with you, do they just ad-lib their thing, or do you have it all written for them to play?
It's a little bit of both. A lot of times I have a lot of specific things worked out. The rhythm arrangement is usually worked out for the most part, of course, the chord structure and that kind of stuff. So you do depend upon the musicians to offer their creativity, and that's what makes things so special. I might have a roadmap, but the creativity of great musicians, you can't replace it, what they bring. And so you depend on that. You do.
Well, okay. Okay.
But I'm still the boss. So you got to do what I say. No,
yeah,
just kidding.
All right. That's right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Just do what I said.
A bit. Yeah.
I was just kidding.
Now, Antoine would also like to know if you have any sisters and brothers, and are they also involved in music?
I have two brothers. They're not really involved in music. I'm the only one in the family that went down that road. Yep. Just
okay.
me.
Just you.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
They're smarter than that.
Now, I also read that you worked with Andre Crouch. So what was that like? How did you meet him?
I met Andre. First of all, Andre is a big influence on me. He's like my first musical hero, I believe, because I started playing his music at such an early age. I was playing piano in the church when I was 10 years old. And so a lot of his music, I mean, I just loved Andre so much. All of us in the church, all us kids, and we'd, you know, follow him around, try to see his concerts once in a while and learn every single word on the record and all that stuff. And terrific gospel artist. And I met him working with Diana Ross in the 90s. They did a song called The Force Behind the Power that Stevie Wonder wrote for her. And I think we did Johnny Carson or something like that at that time with them, and hung out and stuff. And then I got them to work on a song with me, along with Howard McCrary and the McCrary family. And he pulled Andre into with Andre Crouch Singers to work on a track for me. And that was thrilling to get to work with him, one of my real childhood heroes, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Diana Ross, she was here in New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey, but she was here over the weekend, and they said her show was just awesome. That she still got
right.
it after all of these years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. She's such an entertainer. Great entertainer. Probably the best I ever worked with in terms of the whole package. Tremendous with the audience and. And a lot of great gigs through the years with all of them. I know everybody there and wish them all the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, do you have any questions? I'm
going to
go to another song.
Well, I just wanted to ask Mark, as an independent artist, what are some of the challenges that you face in really getting your music out there, you know, for everybody here? Because the last two tracks that we've just listened to were just two amazing tracks. So, I mean, what is your... plan, I guess I would say, as an independent artist.
Well, it's all new ground for me, really, so I'm learning as I go. I'm sure there's a huge learning curve. I'm starting out releasing it independently, working with some people that are supportive and want to help get a nice project out the door, and then from there, you know, we'll see what happens. I know it's. I'd love to promote it, cross-promote it with some different things if possible, and just get out there and do some gigs and start pushing it, you know, and have fun with it.
Yeah, definitely. Now, let me ask, now, the way that the climate is right now with the stations being lost and things like that, do you feel that now is the perfect time for independent artists to really release their stuff independently? And because right now, with it's like you guys are coming up on an even keel with the major artists because of the way that the genre is going now. It's like it's evolving towards, you know, you guys being the new stars, the next generation of musicians to really come up and help the genre out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is the environment is right for the independent artist to really to make some noise. I believe it's possible. I believe it takes a lot of hard work, the hard work that other people have been doing for artists throughout the years. Now, you know, it's up to us to really to do it ourselves to a great degree. And I'm just looking for the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you got a lot of you've got a lot of fans on your Facebook page, so who are just as excited as I am, as you are, for this new CD. So,
I'm
excited about it too. Thank you.
Yeah. So we are talking to Mark Stevens. His upcoming CD is called Dream of the Peaceful Warrior, due to be released this summer. And this next song I'm going to play, The Light of Love. Mark, tell me about this one.
This song, like so much of artistic things, is semi-autobiographical if you will. It's about my folks, about my parents, and it's a dedication to them. And this is a song that features Take Six, and it was a real exciting time to get them to work on it, and quite a mission to get it all done. So, yeah, The Light of Love. It's a dedication to my mom and dad, Dewey and Christine Stevens.
All right, aww. The Light of Love.
Once upon a time, when I was just a boy and small, I looked to my father for the meaning of it all. And he said to look inside, when you see the dark, learn to feel the
very nice. That was the light of love.
Thank you. Thanks, Terry.
That was nice. Yeah, I like that one. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Carol.
Mark, it's another couple of questions from the chat room. Antoine is asking, how did you learn to improvise? And how would you teach someone to improvise?
Well, it really was about studying other people, doing a lot of listening. Mainly it's if you do your homework and listening to other people. That's the start of it. I don't really know how I teach someone to do it. That's why I'm not a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I guess some things you just got to have it. You know, either you have it or you don't, or what?
There's some of that. There's some of that with in general, but there is a system to it, and if you do study, you know, the different systems of improvisation that they have, there is, if you put in the work, there is a lot that you can do just from knowledge. You know, when we see a great artist we love, it's always some magic in there with them, and that's the stuff you can't teach with so many different people. But there are systems to learn, and with the study of improvisation and music that you can address.
Oh, okay. Anisha wanted to know about your musical influences.
Well, a great influence, like I mentioned first, was Andre Crouch in the beginning, but later, Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, has been a great influence on my writing. I'm just a big fan and appreciate the detail to music that they put into all their work. They're a good influence on me, which is probably why it took so long to make this record. Other ones, I mean, I love Bill Evans was a great influence in terms of piano players. One of my main influences, Bill Evans, Keith Jarrett, Herbie, and even George Duke. I was lucky to work with George some, and he was a great hero of mine. And there are others, too, Joe Sample, you know, to a degree. And
okay.
So, yeah, I'm appreciative of all those people. And Bill Evans was probably the big one.
Wow.
Yeah. And I like Steely Dan. That's great. Also,
definitely.
Antoine would like to know, what was your first exposure to jazz?
First exposure to jazz. Well, you know, if you consider ragtime sort of the beginnings of jazz in a way, I studied Scott Joplin and played a lot of, you know, Maple Leaf Rag and different rags that he wrote. So I guess that might be the very first influence, very first exposure to it. But also my uncle played that when he came to town. He was a piano player, and he played the Boogie Woogie and taught me things by ear, playing, you know, little Boogie Woogie piano stuff. So that was an exposure to it also.
Okay. One more question from the chat room. Antoine would like to know, what was the most fun show you did and with whom?
Boy, that is a tough one. I just don't know if I could answer that. There's so many great artists. I would be neglecting someone. But, you know, I'd love to work with Josh Groban. I loved working with Take Six. Shaka every night just brings it like nobody, and to just, you know, to make the hair on your arm stand up with the power and conviction of her singing. There's so many, you know. I love working with Jonathan Butler, great artist. I know I'm forgetting people. You know, Boney's Gig is great, and there's so many fun shows. I guess when the shows that are the funnest is when you get to work with the artist and, you know, collaborate some, be able to stretch out some, that kind of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
Most of them offer that now. So I really couldn't pick one, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
That's all right. That's keeping it safe. You don't know who's listening.
That's the truth. Just the truth. I can't really, you know, I can pick some of my favorite artists, but in terms of one show, there was a show that I did with George Duke, the Montreux Jazz. It was called Casino Lights 99, it was called.
Yeah.
They released a DVD of it, and Boney's on that also. And that was some real fun and some real pressure with the cameras rolling and all that, you know, soloing after George and with all these great artists. So that was a memorable show. I enjoyed that. That was a good one.
Yeah. And it was a great DVD, too. Yeah. I watched it over and over and over again. Yeah.
cool.
I wonder why I did that, right?
We know the reason.
Yes, we do.
Definitely.
Mark, no, because Mark was on it. That's why.
Yeah, right, Carol.
Even Mark knows.
Yeah. Well, but Mark, I wanted to ask you, you work with so many artists over the years, and like I said, what you call it, your own CD now. We just heard a track with Quinn on it and a track with Take Six. What is the process of choosing who you want to work with and who fits what song?
Well, the music really dictates that to me. The music dictates my first choice. When I wrote the Light of Love, the changes, the chord changes and the movement just reminded me of Take Six. And I had been working with them, traveling with them a little bit. We did some traveling and some touring. So I was directly exposed to them, and it was influenced by them. That was an obvious choice, you know, to make that for them. Other times the song just sounds like a certain person. Man, I can hear so-and-so on this, or... You know, you have your wish list of the great artists that might do a certain style or piece of work, and you just kind of go from there, and hopefully it works out, your first pick. Most of these are, so I'm lucky that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have about 12 minutes left, and I'm going to close the show with Groove Junkie. This is featuring Marcus Miller. But tell us what's coming up for you. When will the CD be released?
It's a summer release. I'm hoping for mid-July, something like that.
Okay.
Maybe sooner. It's just getting all our T's crossed and I's dotted, getting all our ducks in a row type of thing. But it's coming soon. What was the other question? I'm sorry. Or is that the only question?
What else is coming up for you?
I've got a little bit of work with Josh Groban coming up. I'm doing something with the Sack Pack, Jeff Koshua, and those guys down in San Diego coming up. I'm doing a show with Jesse J the very next day. And Boney's got some stuff later this year. There's a variety of things. I've got a show with Shaka coming up in July. Shaka and Rick Braun at Jazz on the Pond in Rochester, New York. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some fun stuff happening, and who knows? The sky's the limit.
Wow, you're going to be busy.
So, if you have if your CD is ready, will you have your CD with you at those gigs too, or not?
Yes, that's the plan, to have it with me at all times, throwing them at people, you know.
Yeah.
selling it from the trunk of your car.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep,
setting up shop, selling them. They look good as coasters, you know, or frisbees. So.
Uh-huh. You got to crawl before you walk, right? You got to crawl before you walk.
No, Mark, I got a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot again.
Okay.
It just hit me because you work with so many people in different genres of music. Now, I want to know if you got a call, and you don't have to answer if you want to. If you got a call from, let's say, an R&B artist or a soul artist to do a gig on a certain day, and you get a call from another smooth jazz artist that you work with to do a gig on that same day, have you had a dilemma like that where you had to choose which one to work with, or you had to, you know, pick, say, well, I would rather work with this person with this genre than that genre on this particular day?
Yeah, that happens more often than you think. You know, of course, the bottom line is, who's got the most money, right? So, that. Once that question is answered, then I can move on. Okay, have I committed to this person, or have they bought the plane ticket? That type of thing. But I generally don't burn bridges. I try to do the gig that I say I'm going to do and not change. So, but sometimes you have choices, and sometimes those choices are kind of tough. You don't know what to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just lucky somebody's calling. That's I'm thankful, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so let everyone know where they can find you, Mark.
Well, they can find me on Facebook. It's Mark Stevens Music. They can find me MySpace. It's also Mark Stevens Music, and I have markstevensmusic.com. And I think there's a YouTube channel too, so there's a variety. Most of it is under Mark Stevens Music.
Okay.
So
right.
Search that, you should find some stuff.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, well, thank you for spending some time with us and joining us today. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. It's great. Thank you so much.
And the music is hot. The music is very hot.
Yes, I'm going to close with Groove Junkie. And,
awesome. Thank you.
I want to hear one more song. And definitely looking forward for the CD. So when the CD comes out, please support the artist and purchase the CD. So we're looking forward to that. Definitely let us know when that's going to happen so we can, you know, put that out there for everyone.
I will. I most certainly will.
Right.
Okay.
All right,
okay,
Mark,
great.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you on the road.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Thank you, Mark.
Right.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. All right, that was Mark Stevens. His upcoming CD is Dream of the Peaceful Warrior. And the three songs that we played, or rather the two, no, I played three songs so far. So if there's any indication, you got to get the CD. You have to get the CD. It's going to be a really nice CD. Let's see. Mike, you have anything else to add?
Just tune in tomorrow. We have a nice show tomorrow with another talented artist, Rob, the Funkster Bacon. Like I said, I'm waiting for that one. That's going to be a hot one, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
In the, in the second hour is Brian Lanier, saxophonist out of D.C., very good artist. You guys got to hear him. He's very good.
And Rob plays guitar in Boney's band, and he may be playing smooth jazz for Boney James, but his heart is funk music, and that's where his heart is. So we will be playing some of his music, and I'm like Mike. I cannot wait to talk to him. I'm looking forward to talking to Rob.
Yes, I'm a big hip-hop fan, and you know, Rob is over there on the West Coast, and I didn't know some of the guys that he worked with. You know, he's worked with, like, DJ Quick and you know, that rappers MC8 and guys like that, Spice. So I'm like, look, this guy is a hip-hop, smooth jazz, guitarist, funk master. I just can't wait to talk to this guy.
Yeah, he sounds like he's well-rounded.
Yeah, right up my alley. Yes.
Carol, do you have any last words?
No, other than I'm looking forward to Mark's CD being released, and I'm so looking forward to talking to Rob tomorrow. Yeah, I'm excited about that too. Yeah.
Well, thank you again for being a fan co-host.
Well, thank you for allowing me to. It was fun. I had fun today with you guys. Yeah.
Well, good.
You always have fun with yourself all the time.
I know, all the time. You're right, Mike? Yeah.
All righty, let me thank Andrew Harris, Anisha Antoine Smith, C.D. McGee, Jocen, I know I'm not pronouncing that right, I apologize, J-O-C-H-E-N from Germany, and Lori G. Thank you for hanging out with us in the chat room and tuning into the show. Tonight, actually, I'm going to go see Nick Colleone and Joaquin Jordan at a free concert, and I will be doing another Smooth Jazz View video from there, so look forward to that. All right, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, sorry, I almost forgot. Yeah. I know I interrupt you a lot when you end in the show because I always forget something. All the time, I forget something. Monday, we have a show on Monday. I forgot about that. Monday, you guys got a show on Monday. We have Mindy Hebert coming on Monday to talk about her new CD. What is it? Live at High Five Stereo.
In High Five Stereo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But definitely.
What
and that's going to be at 10 p.m., I think, Eastern Standard Time.
7 p.m.
And,
Pacific.
Yes,
okay, great.
And we want to let you guys know, too, that we schedule these shows late on weeknights because of the fact that the artists, you know, they have their schedule. They may be traveling and things like that, and they want to get on the show real fast. So we have to set up certain times for them, depending on whether they're on the East Coast or the West Coast. So, you know, Mindy was gracious enough to come on at 10 hour time, which would be a little late. But we know you guys would be in bed. You know, you guys watch all your favorite shows, get it out the way, and then come online and let's talk to Mindy. So, definitely.
All right. Okay, you've been listening. Okay, you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And Carol.
And Carol. There you go.
You missed your cue, girl.
I'm sorry. Okay, so this is my first time, so I'm allowed to miss my cue.
Okay,
I won't
all
miss
right.
It tomorrow. So I won't miss it tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys. I do. I appreciate y'all letting me doing this.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And we look forward to talking smooch ass with you tomorrow. Here is Groove Junkie featuring Marcus Miller.
Carrie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I thought you had signed off. Okay.
No, I'm getting ready to sign off now.
Okay. All right, then.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okie doke. I'll see you later. All see you, Mike, if you're still there. Okay. Bye-bye.
You gone. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.